I'm a free man out on bail.
$125,000 bail is what I'm understanding.
No 10%.
What the hell is going on? What are you doing? Tell me what should we do?
You know, I'm just doing my regular thing. I'm still me. You know, just an unfortunate situation. Got caught up. You know, they raided my studio. Said things was going on, and you know, the charges were just kind of crazy. For one, I wasn't even in my studio when they raided. I mean, they raided my studio. I mean, they found whatever they want to say they found, and they just put a bunch of charges on me. They had a warrant out for my arrest since like last week. I mean. So, you know, I had just turned myself in. Mm. You know what I mean? And I was supposed to be out right there because we had the bail money, all that already on standby just for, you know what I mean, whatever. But once I get in there, they like, oh, the computers is down because of the ice storm and all that. I'm like, wow. So we couldn't even bail out. So, you know, they put me in an orange jumpsuit, sent me back there, population.
Does everybody know who you are when you go back there, too?
Oh, yeah. They went crazy. They went crazy. Oh, they God. Was, you know how that go. Oh, there was God, a lot of love in there. You know, the Dipset, we get a lot of love wherever we go. Out of town, in jail.
Yeah, but we don't want you in jail, man. We don't want you in jail.
I don't want to be in there, man. I was ready to bang my head on the wall. They ain't feed me there. I said, man, I ain't built for this. Not even on, no, not built as far as, like, scared. Because, like I said, they put me in pop. It ain't nothing. Like, I was there with whatever it was going to be, whatever, at the end of the day. I'm just talking about just as far as, like, I'm like, claustrophobic, Ange. I was in that cell, like, oh, I got to, I can't move.
Yeah.
Like, I can't move. I don't want to move. This is too crazy. Like,
nah,
you know
real.
What I'm saying? So, you know, but like I said, it was an unfortunate situation. I just want to let all my peoples know, everybody that was supporting me, you know, wishing me luck. I appreciate it. I'm definitely going to be fighting this because, like I said, they didn't catch me with nothing. And I'm saying, I don't know what, you know, my studio is a place where, you know, a bunch of people come in and out. You dig what I'm saying? And as far as they put me down as selling dime bags of weed, that's a joke.
So they
said, that's a joke. I just want to let everybody know that's a joke because there's a lot of comments like, oh, he's selling dime bags of weed. Is he messed up? Like, no. Right. At the end of the day, I wasn't even near. So, never in the case of history would you catch Joel selling no dime bags of marijuana. So that wasn't the case. It's just Jersey. You know, Jersey police, they don't get as much action as New York police. You know what I'm saying? So they've been hunting me down
Isn't
for
that
years.
A
and, you know,
wait.
No disrespect. I don't even want to make it seem like I'm trying to be disrespectful, but at the end of the day, it's just the point that they know they ain't have nothing on me. They know I wasn't even in the studio, but they try to just put everything on me. You dig what I'm saying?
Well, they put out a press release that says there's been an investigation going on for months, and
at the end of the day, I got all them papers, Ange. All them papers, that investigation, like I said, it was just what was going on at my studio.
Right.
People, bunch of people at my studio. I don't know everything that goes on. Like, that's like, do you know everything that goes on at Hot 97, Ange?
Yes. No, yeah. I'm only kidding. No, absolutely not.
Pretty much, though.
No, I'm only kidding. You know, K-Slay be wildin' sometimes, the drama hour. I don't want no problems.
Nah, but yeah, you know, people come and go. Once I go in there and do what I do, so, I leave. You know, people got their own.
So what happens now? So they charge you with firearm possession and that you wanted to distribute this marijuana.
Distribute drugs that I wasn't even around. That's what they charged me
Okay. Okay, so what happens? You have to go back now, right? You have to have
I got
to
fight this case.
You have to fight it, right?
I got to fight it. So, you know, despite that $125 that I ain't going to probably even get back, I got to spend lawyer money. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Just people with common sense just know when no dime bags of weed enable me to have that type of money. You do what I'm saying? So,
jeez.
Yo, let's get in the studio. Listen. Let's work, son. Let's get in the studio and work.
Now, you know I know you. You know what I'm saying? So I got to ask, what happens?
This is a boost.
But wait, but you know, so what does your mom say when she hears this?
Oh, yeah, my mom, I mean, like I told you, they had a warrant out for my arrest, like, you know what I mean, a week ago. So they kind of came to my mom's crib and all that, banging on the door. So she was already knew what was going on. It was just all about me turning myself in. I had a couple things I needed to do during the week. I had a couple shows and stuff, and some money that I wanted to pick up. I wasn't going to let them have me miss. So I went and did that, and I just turned myself in, you know what I mean, when it was more convenient for me. You dig? Which wound up not being convenient because it was a day where the computers were shut down. I thought I was going to be in there for an hour, 2 hours, and wound up being there for about 30 hours.
Freaking out. People think it's all fun and games in there until you get put in a cell and you panic, right? It's mad small.
I mean, it wasn't really a panic. It was just really like, what the F?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, like, I'm claustrophobic too, so when you said that, I get it. Like,
oh, yeah, she's really claustrophobic.
I'm super claustrophobic, so the thought of that is terrifying to
me. Oh, nah, I'm claustrophobic, and I'm like a little anemic. Like, I begin, and they had the AC on blast. I'm like, and they got me in a short sleeve orange jumpsuit.
Oh, the short sleeve?
I'm like, come on, man. Short sleeve joint. And they ain't give me no, like, I got in, mind you, I went into my court at 9:30 in the morning. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So I hadn't, you know, I'm not a morning person. So my brother Twin called me, wake me up out the bed. Shout out to Twin, held me down 100%, made sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out. I my brother, Twin. You already know, that's my heart right there. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I was in there since 9:30 yesterday. I hadn't eaten nothing, and I thought I was getting out. So they ain't feed us till this morning today.
What'd
like
you
they
eat?
Said some, what'd and they... it looked like dog food. I'm like, nah. I said, yo, I can't do it. It's not about being around the people. I could function in jail being around the people. Those are people I'm around all my life. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's like I come from the street. So that wasn't the problem for me. Or,
no,
you know,
I know,
get
I understand. I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm around that 24 hours.
Let's get it.
Listen,
no
Joel, more king
nobody's
size
questioning
bed.
That. Listen, I'm talking aesthetically, being in prison, being in a cell where
oh,
it goes clink, clink.
It's not for me. It's not for me. Yeah. I don't think it's for nobody. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather deal with my enemy on the street. You know what I mean?
All right, so be careful, please. Be careful, man.
Nah, you know, I just got to watch. I just got to, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Tighten up, maybe? I don't know.
I got to install a little bit more discipline in my team because at the end of the day, it was a situation that was unfortunate. It got me caught up, you know what I'm saying? And it's just something that shouldn't have happened at the end of the day, period.
Well, I'm glad.
You get what I'm saying?
You know I adore you. I'm glad you. I'm glad you're out.
Thank you. I'm mad because we haven't spoken in about months, and this is the first time I get to speak to you on not so good of a note.
This is a damn shame.
You know what I mean? We gotta go bowling or something.
Pow, nah. Pow, pow, pow.
We're gonna
go. That's E.
Yeah, what Enough up? Is in here.
Hey, E, I appreciate the text, man. I got a text from my boy Enough. You know what I mean? Wishing me well and all that. I appreciate it, E. I appreciate everybody on Twitter.
All right,
you know, I'm about to put up my first tweet right after I get off the phone with you,
Ed. Okay, good.
Yeah. Crazy. You know.
Well, please be careful. I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad to, you know, you straighten it up a little bit.
Reganera, baby. Reganera. Sorry for the wait. I'm coming. Everybody's in danger.
Okay.
Everybody's in danger.
Listen,
who's
let's
your
get...
favorite rapper? Him? Who's your favorite rapper? Him? Tell him that I'm back again, and I'm coming after them.
Let's go.
Somebody upset you.
Yeah, he's hot. He's hot.
Come on now, let's go.
Oh, goodness. All right, let's...
I'm just waiting to take the board off my studio, Ed. They boarded up my studio. You know, I got paid a couple of hours to get back up in there.
Oh.
Once I get back up in there, it's, you know, despite the things I was already doing, this is just a whole new energy right now.
All right, well, I guess we're going to need a real sit-down soon.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it's going to be a real sit-down tonight.
I'm about to jump in the hot tub, you know, do my Scarface thing real quick.
Gosh.
Soak in there for about 2 hours. You know what I mean? Because I'm nasty right now. I'm nasty, you know?
All right, go wash your ass, and then we're going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to do a full sit-down. What do you want me to play? I'm gonna do a little bonus joint.
Play Home Run, man. I feel like that song right there. I love that song.
We
still feel like it ain't get the light it needed to get. And I mean, shout out to my boy Weezy. And I mean, you know, he just came
That's
home for some similar. So let's do that. I still ain't released the video. I shot the video before Weezy went to jail. I ain't released the video yet. I'm about to probably release it this week. And I mean, because that's still gonna be on my mixtape. So let's get into that Home Run record. That's
all right,
what
cool.
I would
we'll
like
do it,
to
bonus.
Do.
What type of Jewels are coming in? I'm calling today.
Hi, I appreciate it, Ange. I love you, E. I love you, Hot 97. I love y'all. New York City, I love y'all. Worldwide, you know what it is, Joel Santana.
It's Hot 97.